Effects of the Canterbury Earthquakes. The Canterbury Earthquakes caused a lot of damage, mostly in the city centre and eastern suburbs. State of National Emergency. After the first Canterbury earthquake, the Civil Defence declared a state of emergency for Christchurch, the Selwyn district, and the Waimakariri district. The February earthquake led to a state of national emergency. This meant that trained people from many different organisations could help make the area safe again by checking that buildings were safe, making sure people did not enter unsafe areas, repairing buildings, working on power lines, fixing water and sewage pipes, working on damaged roads, getting water trucks to areas where there was no water supply, taking away silt and sand from roads and properties, providing portaloos to areas where sewage pipes had broken, closing all schools so buildings could be checked. The New Zealand Army was sent to the worst affected areas in Christchurch. Effects in Christchurch. Electricity to 75% of the city was cut in the September earthquake. In February, most of the city was without power, some for much longer than others. Some buildings caught fire after the February earthquake. Damage to buried pipes allowed sewage to enter the water, so people had to boil their tap water. Beaches and waterways were polluted for many months. Christchurch Airport was closed until runways had been checked. 400,000 tons of silt had to be removed from streets and properties. Buildings were damaged, especially older ones. Some fell down. Many roads were closed, making it difficult to get to parts of the city. Many businesses had to relocate. People lost income. Liquefaction. Liquefaction is when soil loses strength because of earthquake shaking. Loose, sandy soils act like a liquid as water is forced up to the surface. Liquefaction affected large areas of Christchurch because many suburbs are built on soft soils or sand. Liquefaction caused drains and pipes to float upwards, sometimes breaking through concrete paths and roads. Structural damage to buildings, flooding, sand volcanoes. Schools. 163 primary and secondary schools were affected by the earthquake. Most of these were closed for 3 weeks. Some were very badly damaged. Many schools had to share with others. One school used the ground in the morning and the other in the afternoon. Some students had to work from home. By 5th of March, a total of 4,879 Christchurch students had enrolled in other schools across New Zealand. When two becomes one. In September 2012, the Ministry of Education said it would close and or merge some schools due to falling roll numbers and quake damage. One school that came about from this decision is Waitakere School. Waitakere School was created through the merger of Burwood and Windsor schools. Both schools were affected by the 2010 and 2011 Christchurch earthquakes. Burwood was one of the hardest hit areas. The first year for the new school was 2014, but there were many challenges. There were two separate school sites. Families and staff were still suffering the effects of the earthquake. The new school was large, 800 pupils. There were new ways of doing things for many. Some staff jobs were uncertain. Planning for the new school was very challenging. There was higher than normal staff sickness. Major roadworks in the surrounding area was taking place. Waitakere School is where this field trip will be based.